Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a real honor for me. We're speaking to Michael and Jana Spain about their amazing journey together and their book, The Color of Rain. It is one of these stories, you probably have heard about it, at least on the news or read about it on the internet, but it is so inspiring, I think, what it shows about the importance of hope and also love and not giving up on all of those things and how you can really live a better life if you keep yourself open to it. Michael and Jana are joining us live today. Welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thanks for having us today.
Well, glad to have both of you on with us. And again, congratulations to you on the book and the sharing of this story. I want to begin, you know, just there, because when I first heard about the book was actually in December. I had not seen the story anywhere else before. And then as part of Amazon's Vine program, I'm one of their top reviewers, and they had sent the book to me. I wrote the review. And afterwards, I thought to myself, I would love to have them actually on the show. And so I really appreciate I was able to reach out to you guys through the website and to be able to have this set up as has really been amazing for me. As you have been going out, Jana, and sharing this story, you've been appearing all over the news, of course, giving interviews on the radio. What has it been like for you to share something that is so personal and so powerful and know that it's impacting people literally around the world?
Well, you know, when this whole thing began, we had no idea the scope, you know, that it would take and that we would ever reach a level of being on a Today show or a Mike Huckabee show. We had no expectation of those things. And for me personally, this has been an incredible opportunity to share, first of all, the legacies of my first husband, Matt, and Michael's first wife, Kathy. They left behind such incredible legacies of faith and of generosity. And the way that they lived, it was something you almost feel like you had to do. You have to pay that forward, so to speak. That's the kind of a phrase that people use nowadays. But to share our faith, to share their legacies, it's been it's sort of taken on a life of its own, which is a little bit how you know sometimes when those type of things happen and really great things are happening as a result of it, you know that God's hand is in it. And from the beginning, that's how it's been. And it's been truly a privilege to be able to share the story. You know, it's at times it's hard, but mostly it's incredibly humbling and fulfilling to be able to share it.
Well, Michael, you know that we as guys get criticized sometimes for not being open, not sharing, and revealing how we're feeling. You do an amazing job, I think, of reflecting how so many men actually are in these type of situations and how we're able to deal, you know, with the challenges that come with life. How has that part of this story been like for you? Talk to me a little bit about what it's like to have guys tell you that you know, are able to speak on their behalf and to be able to give a part of the way that they feel as well.
Well, I will tell you it's not in my nature to be quite so revealing as we were in the book. I like a lot of guys, are, you know, play it very close to the vest, and private things are private, but you know, I found that expressing how God worked in my life was really bringing me closer to Him in surprising ways. And as we talk about in the book, you know, I grew up a very skeptical young man on the west side of Chicago, and my faith walk was more of a stumble and a fall, and it wasn't much of a prideful walk in Christ at all until God really transformed my life. And so as Jana came into my world and as we began to explore the idea of writing down some of these stories and anecdotes, it really was cathartic to me, and it really was bringing me a lot closer to God than I ever imagined.
And isn't that one of the great things about what I feel like are the lessons for all of us? Because, Sheena, I think you attest to, even by sharing parts of your own journal in the book, that when we are going through the difficult times, that's when we're actually able to see how our faith is able to be made stronger, how it's able to evolve, and how we become better people. Did you see that in your own life as well?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I mean, somebody said to me, you know, we were talking about the book of Job, right? And how he gets put through so much, and his faith is unwavering. And, you know, I went through nothing like what Job went through. I mean, on the smallest fraction of what he did. And I think about that, and I look back, and I remember very early on thinking, right now, this is it. Do I really believe everything I say I believe? Is this, you know, is this really real in my life? And, you know, it is and it was, and it took, you know, it felt like a test of my faith that I had to be able to look at it and really trust now. Because it's easy to do that when your life is kind of moving along and, you know, minor ups and downs of life come and go. But when something really significant happens in your life, you really begin to examine your faith. You really begin to question yourself and what you really believe. And for me, it was affirming of my faith. It wasn't right. The opposite. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is so great. You know, Michael, you in the book, you talk about, of course, being revealing, and you really were. There are some parts of the book, you know, you can't help but kind of cringe a little bit. I think about the one scene, and we don't have to go too much into it, where you were going And of course, you had the one gentleman say to you, you know, well, didn't you already, you know, have these done before? I think you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, he makes the comment, well, you know, well, who is it that died this time? And, you know, I think at the time when we are going through so many difficulties and you have people who are not always not only sympathetic but empathetic to what people are going through, I think a book like this helps them to understand something that is so key that we talk about on the show, and that is you're not alone. Did writing this book and sharing it, Michael, help you and really articulate that point that you are not alone in what you've gone through, and now you're able to help other people know the same thing?
Well, certainly the experience of writing it, and then as we've had the blessing of connecting and meeting with people and being on programs like yourself, Gina and I have had the privilege of hearing from so many people, and a lot of men, a lot of fathers and husbands have written to me to express their gratitude that I was able to give voice to a lot of what their emotions have been, whether it be struggling with faith or struggling with their marriage or going through, literally going through what I went through with the loss of my wife, Kathy.
Right.
We have heard from so many people, and it really reaffirmed to me, first of all, I wasn't alone, even though there were a lot of days when I felt kind of lonely, that I realized that even though I didn't know these men out there, who there were thousands who were going through the very same thing I was, and as I call them, you know, we're all members of the world's worst club.
Yeah.
And so to be able to connect through the narrative of the book is just a great blessing to me.
For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege of speaking with Michael and Gina Spain. They're talking to us about their journey, their personal story, and the book, The Color of Rain, how two families found faith, hope, and love in the midst of tragedy. And it's that part, of course, it's not until, for me at least, because I had not, before reading the book, I have to say, I had not heard the significance of the title. I was wondering, The Color of Rain, you know, I was trying to figure out as I was reading it, what exactly does that mean? And Gina, it's you that kind of explained it to us in your part of the book. And for those who have not read the book yet, we're going to tell you how you can, of course, get your own copy. But the book alternates between Gina telling her story and also, of course, Michael telling his story and being able to give us those perspectives throughout the book. Well, take us, Gina, to that scene, because I think from what you told us in the book, in the chapter, Michael was actually on a flight, but you were actually, I think, at the rodeo at the time. And talk to our listeners about what you saw and what you believed the significance was at that time.
Well, we had just spent a week together. Our two families traveled together to Colorado, and we'd flown in separately, and we, you know, kind of stayed in separate places. But we had they had left before the Spain family had gone ahead of us, and me and my boys were still out in Colorado one evening at the rodeo. And that night we saw the most incredible double rainbow that I've ever seen in my life. It was the kind of thing where you felt like you could have walked out of the grandstands and right down to the field where it wasn't to touch it. It was that vivid and close. And it had become this symbol for me. And, you know, I didn't get too elaborate in the book about it, but the reality of it is it was this moment where, you know, God, he designed the rain so that when light refracts through it, we see the colors of the rainbow. And to see two of them there in that moment representing for us, you know, Matt and Kathy and their, you know, affirmation maybe of what we were about to do with our lives, which was to become a new family. But, you know, I think that God works the same way in our lives, that he designed us the same way, that when his light shines through us, that when we let him into our lives, that, you know, no matter what trials and suffering pour down on us in our lives, that, you know, we're called to believe the promises, and really he shines through. And there's hope, and there's life, and there's, you know, in our case, this new family being born. And to me, that double rainbow was a symbol of hope. It was this symbol of affirmation. I'll tell you, I'm not one to look at things like that and go, oh, you know, I see symbolism in everything. It wasn't like that. It just felt in that particular moment, it didn't seem so coincidental, let's just say that. I really believed God was smiling on us there in that moment. So
And Michael, when she made that call and told you about it, and we get to read, of course, a part of the conversation in the book, what were you thinking at the time?
Well, I, you know, I was thinking, what the heck am I doing back in Michigan? I want to be back. You know, there was a moment in my life earlier, long, many, many years before Gina and I met, where my wife Kathy and I, she was about 4 months along in a pregnancy, and we lost the baby. She miscarried. And on our way home from the hospital that day in Southern California, where, you know, you'll go a year and a half before it rains sometimes, on our way back, there was this horizon-to-horizon, just high-def, beautiful rainbow. And Kathy kind of smiled through tears and took that as just a nice sign that our baby girl was at home with Christ, and she was good and wanted us to proceed, et cetera. It was just sort of our little sign and symbol of that. And every time we saw a rainbow during our lives, we kind of smiled, a gentle smile to each other, kind of a knowing nod, and that was our little shared thing between us. And so I had shared that with Gina from long prior to this rodeo day. And so when Gina called me and said that she had seen a vivid double rainbow, which I had never seen at that point in my life, we just kind of smiled to each other and said, well, we have our answers.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a truly amazing thing for me, and you know, for our listeners who've never seen it, I've never seen one either. But thanks to Michael and Gina Spain. When you get the book, The Color of Rain, there's a great picture of the double rainbow actually in the book that you're able to see. And Gina, you write this, and I want to read this for our listeners because I think it goes to what I really hope people take away from your journey, the journey of Michael and yourself. Because I think sometimes we hear these stories of individuals who have made it through a challenge or a difficult time, and we think, well, that's great for them. But, you know, I won't be able to enjoy that if that doesn't happen to me. You mentioned Job. I think that is a great example of what people think. But this is what you wrote, Gina, on page 241 and 242. You said, yes, into each life rain will fall, but there is something redeeming in the rain. It hides beauty that can only emerge after the storm passed. As light enters each drop of rain, it splits the gray and transforms it into the colors of the rainbow. The rain in our life brought Michael and his children to us. God's grace provided the light that refracted our colorless grief into something beautiful. Our season of storms was passing, and the true color of rain was being revealed to us. Our double rainbow was my gift of reassurance. Before that, you had actually called this, you wrote, quote, it was the affirmation, grace, and redemption we were receiving. What do you hope, Gina, people will take away from the colors of rain for you and the colors of rain that can come in their own lives as they're going through their own challenges or a difficult time?
Well, my greatest hope in writing this book and in sharing it with people is that they would want to, in every relationship in their lives, whether that be with a spouse or a child or anyone, that they would want to just do better in those relationships. It's kind of simple, really. The color of rain, it just simply means looking at things through the lens of faith and really nurturing those relationships that you have and seeking out the good in the people in your life. And it's so easy to fall to the negative. It's so easy to do that. And the lesson that I learned from Matt, and I believe Michael also learned from Kathy, is that, you know, we're to live generously with one another. And when we do that, it's easy to see the color of rain. And when the tough times come, we can still find it. We can still find it as long as we're using the lens of faith to do it. So it's really about relationships and about connecting to one another and staying connected.
Exactly, exactly. And Michael, for you, I mean, as people are learning more about your story and what you all have been able to go through, and we can't leave the children out of this as well, you know, being able to have the children together and to have everyone there pulling for each other, what do you hope they're able to take away from the story along the way?
Well, I hope people, and you know, biasly, just being a man having gone through that, I really hope that men examine their relationships and don't wait for the cancers of their lives to clarify their priorities. Whether it's literal cancer and the death of someone you love, or whether it's the death of a relationship through a divorce or irreconcilable difference of one thing or another, or even the loss of a career, of a job, irrevocable loss is going to be a part of all of our lives, and I hope that people, and men in particular, the husbands out there, really don't wait for those life-changing events, those earth-shattering events, to rock your world back into the good priorities. I hope that they take the moment now to tell their wives that they love them, their kids that they love them, and repair the damages with their relationships, including their relationship with Christ. I hope that they look at those every day as an opportunity and an invitation to expand their world and expand the love in their life.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think what I took away from the book is someone who is not married, does not have children yet, and I read the book and I thought to myself, this is what I think we are supposed to be doing with our lives, being able to use the lessons that we've been given, no matter how small they may seem, but use those lessons to be able to help other people to see what they're able to do in their own lives as well, because I think that is our real purpose. As you have even on your website at michaelandgina.com, you know, it's for it through faith and being able to use that faith to be able to be a blessing for someone else, someone who may feel as though they're going through this dark chapter of their life, to let them know that the sun is coming, as Gina has, I think, as one of her segments in the book. The sun is coming, this is only temporary, and it's a great story. I think it's a great story for anyone to be able to know what's possible for them. Again, I've been speaking to Michael and Gina Spain, the authors of the book, The Color of Rain, How Two Families Found Faith, Hope, and Love in the Midst of Tragedy. Michael, Gina, you don't know what this means to me to have the two of you come on the show. It's one thing to read a book, enjoy it, and write a review. It's a totally different experience to be able to ask the questions that you want to ask and to have the answers. So thank you two so much for being on with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really been a privilege.
You're welcome. It's been great.
Well, thank you. Again, you can find out more information about Michael and Gina by going to their website at michaelandgina.com. There you can find out more information about the book. Also see some of their other press appearances as well. The book's available anywhere that your favorite books are sold, or you can go to amazon.com and get you a copy from there. It's also available on Kindle as well. I also want to let you know that they are on Twitter as well. You can find them at Michael and Gina. That's Ann is, of course, spelled out, A-N-D. Michael, at Michael and Gina is where you can find them on Twitter. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us from Massachusetts to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.